You're listening to the Cultural Curriculum Chat, the podcast that specializes in multicultural education and classroom strategies. I'm your host, Jebba Edmonds. Let's get started. Hello again. Welcome to another episode of the Cultural Curriculum Chat. Have you ever wondered when things get lost into translation? It leaves you and the person you were communicating with a little perplexed. You know what I'm talking about, that scratch your forehead moment, like, ooh, cringe. What I meant to say and convey didn't quite land with the person receiving the information. That could be navigating and understanding your own intercultural misunderstandings and learning how to avoid them to be the best cross-cultural authentic communicator that I know that you are. And if you are new to this podcast, my name is Jebba Edmonds, and I bring you all things cultural competency and multicultural educational strategies to get you moving forward to create positive change. I found a wonderful article from Preply Business that talks all about intercultural misunderstandings, what causes them, and how to avoid them. I found this article written by Mary Glowacka about four key points and what causes these misunderstandings and what you can do to reflect and best avoid them. Now, what I liked most about Mary's advice in this post is you can use these strategies in the workplace as well as in your neighborhood and in your community. This article is specifically for business folks working abroad with different cultures across the globe. But as we know, in this cultural competency space, we are all a global community. Now, the four main causes, and I will have Mary Glowacka's article for you to read for your own resource in the show notes below. But I really wanted to touch point the four main causes of cultural misunderstanding. These causes are ethnocentrism, the attitude of your own group is the superior group that others should be accustomed to. You see a lot of things in assimilation in this piece, as well as understanding the different definitions of what is right and wrong. Think about it. Your lens may not always be the right lens that people are viewing you as. This is where you find a lot of false assumptions. You find a lot of implicit bias that lives in this scenario. You also might be thinking about communication differences. You know, a person's facial expression, even their accent, may have you feeling a little off balance. And by learning about different people's expressions, accents may help you differ from these cross-cultural misunderstandings. Of course, exclusive only workplace culture. You might have heard the attitudes of, we've done it like this for years, right? You might have heard, well, you know, just because you're new in this space, you better get on board to what we've always been doing. And when workplaces are getting increasingly diverse, these attitudes of ethnocentrism, us versus them, the attitudes of this is what we've always done, get on board, that's where a lot of these pitfalls of communication fall into. Because of our own lens of my way is the only way. And then when you meet somebody of a different cultural background, you might be shaking your head or scratching your forehead going, wow, we've always done it this way. And why can't Jebba get on board? You know, why can't Jebba understand that these are the underwritten rules, even though she comes from a different cultural background? So in order to prevent these multicultural misunderstandings, Mary really wants you to continue by. Mary wants you to continue by having your workplace provide more diversity training. And with that caveat, I really want you to hire a versus diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I want you to hire a well-versed diversity, equity, and inclusion practitioner, someone who's got years of experience working with multiple agencies. Wink, wink, that's your girl, Jeb. And there's plenty of other DE&I practitioners that can help facilitate a welcoming environment for all to benefit from. And with that being said, she also wants you to be informed about employees' diverse backgrounds. You don't need to be an expert on every single employee's diverse background, but you need to be aware of your colleagues' diverse backgrounds. There might be a joke you may think is funny, but isn't funny because of somebody that identifies with that background. So you need to read the room, as they say, so you are not inflicting more harm. And another instance that Mary also wanted to touch point on in her article was to celebrate the cultural differences that you all share, continuing to learn through experience with your diverse coworkers, but in my Jeb at Two Cents is not expecting your diverse coworkers to carry that load. You can celebrate me, but you can look up Google and figure out, oh, Jeb comes from this cultural group. Maybe I should do my own practice and learning to foster that learning of myself and educating myself of where Jeb comes from. And when Jeb is, you know, wearing something that is of her heritage, I can give her a compliment. Or how about this? Another way of celebrating someone's diversity, writing that person's name correctly, spelled out correctly. You don't have to think so 10,000 foot vision of celebration. Saying that person's name correctly, practicing that person's name correctly in a mirror, not giving them a nickname. That's how you can celebrate your diverse coworkers. Another way of celebratory practices, so you don't fall into the lost in translation gamut of confusion, I really would like you to join with other groups from those cultural groups in your community. See what they have. Visit their stores, visit their restaurants, go to their online stores and support them. That's a wonderful way to see and validate your coworkers that you're working alongside with. Finally, Mary also shares about having that global mindset. Because like I said before in this episode, a lot of us that are trying to understand our diverse brothers and sisters is to understand that we need a greater awareness of that intercultural communication of having the today's workforce and being in international business or not, but you may not realize that your business is international. And that is a big mindset shift of what we have perceived as the way of commerce and the way of economic, you know, sustainability within your business or within your workforce has international people working with you as your client. And also even alongside you as a partner. So keeping that open mindset of we are more alike than we are different will help. But to even step it up a notch to know, even though we are different, this is what makes us strong. And this is what continues us to be a part of the whole global landscape. I hope this episode really gives you joy. I wanted to give you a little snippet of there is hope after confusion. There is hope to continue to have cross-cultural communication with others. You don't need to be afraid. If I always say, if you step in a mistake, you can learn from that mistake and continue to move forward. And please do not miss out on future videos. Hit that subscribe button and make sure that you will get. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel to stay updated with all of my latest content. Everything drops Friday, and I want to make sure that you are in the loop with me, Jeb Edmonds. And thanks again for listening to the Culture Curriculum Chat. I look forward to seeing you here same time next week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Cultural Curriculum Chat with Jebba Edmonds. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. We will be here same time, same place next week. Take care. Bye-bye.